Clock. The inland provinces have been back at school since the middle of last week. The coastal provinces, obviously the Western Cape amongst them, have the pupils going back to school on Wednesday. And they go back to a situation where, according to the Department of Basic Education, if it is not possible to keep a 1 meter distance between pupils, then that school, where that is impossible, and that's true of many of the poorer schools because they have 40, 45 pupils in very small classrooms, then those schools should keep on with rotational learning. There has been an open letter written by a group of civic society organizations working in the education sphere saying, no. Get rid of rotational learning. Get rid of it once and for all. Somila Mjekula, who is, it says Klebechat with a T on the end, I presume. I presume it's not a suburb of Klebecha, but a mistyping, communications and advocacy officer for the Learning Trust. Somila, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm delighted to say in good health. And yourself?
I'm quite well. Made it to the new year.
That's an achievement for all of us. And now, it's the view of all the organizations, Equal Education, Section 27, your organization and others, that let's do away with the 1 meter distance requirement. Let's just go back to teaching all the pupils that are in class on any given day and teach them every day.
Yes.
And the justification for writing the letter then?
Oh, the justification is that we have been seeing how the rotational timetabling has affected or has made a great impact on learners in terms of the learning losses that have been experienced over the COVID period. And we don't see ourselves surviving past that. We don't see learners being able to fully recover and maybe finish school on time with these rotational timetabling measures.
And do you not think that you pose a greater risk of infection, COVID infection, for pupils in a class where that 1 meter distance is not observed?
No. So the great thing about research and the great thing about the constant updates that we hear from even the health department and different entities about the relation between health measures and social distancing and all those things is that if we can exist now in a society where parents and workers are back to work and are not in conditions where they are following the 1 meter parameters, and we know that studies have shown that learners or young learners aren't as impacted by the COVID virus at this level, and we have moved to level one of the COVID pandemic, we don't see why we should set rules differently for learners who are worse affected if these conditions continue. And obviously, we are in a different context than we were last year. We have vaccinations that have opened up. We have stats that show that over 80% of teachers across the country have been vaccinated. And I think the number stands at 95% of teachers in KZN, and vaccination is open for kids from 12 years and up. So we believe that there's those measures, and obviously to continue sanitizing and having the masks up and ventilated are good measures to follow still.
Because I don't think anybody, Somila, is arguing against the fact that rotational learning is not as good as in-person learning all of the time. So, you know, it's not as if the Department of Basic Education has even bothered to argue that, don't worry, rotational learning is still an effective way of learning and teaching. That they acknowledge that it's second best, but they still think that there is a health issue which needs to be taken into consideration.
Yes, but when we did speak, so this letter that you see that was published in the Sunday Times yesterday, we first approached the minister. So this letter that was published yesterday now went to broader ministers, because initially it was just directed to Minister Angie Motshekga. So the letter originally that was sent to the other, I mean, Centro Meteja, Andrew Meteja, was highlighting this problem. And in response to that, they did say, the DPE did, as you say, acknowledge that this is a problem, but they also mentioned that they are constrained by COFDA's regulations, which maintains the 1 meter social distancing. But they had since then written to the Ministerial Advisory Committee requesting clarification and advice around these issues of social distancing. So even they are considering changing these measures.
What is the view of the unions, particularly the view of SATU, do you know? Because they are a powerful force in what happens in the classrooms.
Yes, indeed, they are a powerful force. And we, for as much as I know, we haven't heard much from them on this, but I know this is something that they feel strongly about in terms of the safety of learners and teachers in the classroom.
Thank you very much for spending some time with us. Somile Mjekula, who's the Communications and Advocacy Officer for the Learning Trust. I'm not exactly sure when the matric results are due to be released. I did notice that the Department of Basic Education has decided not to oppose the approach to the courts by AfriForum, I think it was. AfriForum arguing that it is wrong to ban the publication in traditional print media and on sites like ewn.co.za. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know whether that is going to delay the release of the matric results in any way. But a lot of people are suggesting that because of rotational learning, rotational learning as part of the issues associated with COVID, that the matric results this year might be as much as 10% off what was achieved last year.